it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
You're a racist!
Who the hell is I? I knew this was going to happen.
Trump's a racist!
What are you doing, Larry?
I heard if I yelled that, they'd give me $5,000.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out of the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, platforms, you name it, that you can get not only this terrific show, but anything here on the network as far as the Sports Byline Broadcast Network goes. And, you know, look, it's you're on your way to work. You're on your way to, you know, grandma's house for Thanksgiving. You're getting an extra jump on the day and all that kind of good stuff. Well, guess what? If you're looking to get your sports fix here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and specifically us, well, we've got the devices and the platforms to do it. First of all, if you're, you know, sitting at home or you're sitting at your desk settling in, you click on the Listen Live button, and there we are. But it's Stitcher, it's TuneIn, it's iHeartRadio, it's all the various different ways you can get us. And if you're in your car, Dad's putting on the old music and it sucks. You want to get some sports talk and he doesn't want to listen to it, or the mom doesn't want to listen to it, whatever the circumstances are, you can plug in, tune in, and there you are. Most important for us, it's the American Forces Broadcast Network. And look, our guys and gals protect the freedoms that we enjoy. They're overseas. They're at home. The holidays are rolling around. Not all of them will get to go home. Many of them won't. Most of them won't. And if we're giving you a little taste of home here on the Spano and Black Attack, we're very happy and very proud to be a part of it. We're also very proud to be a part of Army-Navy coming up on, and our show will go on December 9th, the game on December 10th. We're really, really excited to be a part of it. Down in Baltimore this year, following a new tradition here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll set the table for you.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, Joe's off today. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Well, there was a game played down Mexico way last night. We're going to be talking about that. We've got all kinds of good stuff in front of us, and you know, including some college football as well. As Charlie Strong pretty much officially out down in Texas, and there was talk of a boycott of the upcoming game against TCU. And Brian Davis, who wrote the article about that in the Austin American Statesman, is going to be joining us at 10 minutes after hour two to talk about that and everything else that's going on down there in Texas, because it's a cluster bleep. And I'm real curious to see what his opinion is. We had David Pollack on yesterday, and everybody seems to think it's a fait accompli that Todd Herman is going to take that job. But we'll see. Again, I just when you keep revisiting the same mistake, it's kind of the definition of insanity. And a mid-level school going to a big school in a program that has lofty expectations, justified or unjustified. I just want to get his opinion. It's probably going to be Herman, but you know, let's at least flesh it out a little bit. So we'll be talking to him. And there's other headlines that have popped up. The Major League Hall of Famers have been announced, or Hall of Fame eligible players have been announced, and that's out there. And Jurgen Klinsmann fired as the coach of the U.S. men's national team in soccer. They sit at the bottom of their group right now in qualifying for the World Cup, and we're looking at an effort to get somebody on. That happened basically late night, and we'll try to get somebody on for tomorrow, but if not, we'll see how it plays out. But last night it was down Mexico way, and yet again, shoddy officiating rears its ugly head in a game that was played with a lot of passion, was viewed with a lot of passion. It was a heck of a lot of fun. And the Raiders come all the way back to beat the Houston Texans 27-20 in a game that, as we discussed yesterday, was kind of a benchmark, more so for the Texans, but in a way for the Raiders as well, in that you were facing a team that you might face in the playoffs, and let's see how you stand up and are counted. And they did stand up and get counted. They didn't play particularly great football in this victory, but they did enough to win the football game, albeit with a little bit of help. And as I said, it was kind of a watershed moment for Brock Osweiler as a quarterback as well, in that, you know, here you are, you have the national stage all to yourself. Your team has high expectations. You're now at the 10-game mark for the season. And it's time to show that money that they spent on you and drawing you away from the Denver Broncos was money well spent. And he passed the test yesterday. And look, I don't know if it's an aberration or if it's something that is going to be an ongoing process, and he's going to have to continue. Well, I mean, he's obviously going to have to continue to push forward and step up. But the reality is that you are looking at a guy who the expectations are heavy on his shoulders. Houston's defense, and I wasn't sure I would say this, but they're playing on as high a level as when J.J. Watt got hurt now as before. And Jadeveon Clowney has come on, and Merciless is playing really good football. There's a lot going on in Houston that is encouraging for their fan base, where this season is not necessarily a lost season. But yesterday was a lost football game, and moral victories don't count. So the Raiders come back, win the game yesterday. When O'Brien was going for it at about the seven-minute mark in the fourth quarter, there were a couple of questionable calls, not to mention in the first half where the touchdown that should have been got called back. But that one, unfortunately, is just one of those it can't be help. You know, DeAndre Hopkins towed the sideline. He went all the way. But it's not a reviewable play once they blow that whistle dead. The play itself is dead. There's no getting around it. And he ended up getting called out of bounds. It killed the touchdown. But with all that being said, the two questionable spots in the fourth quarter weighed in much more in this football game. And, you know, look, it when you're trying to play smash-mouth football, which is difficult for the Texans right now, it they made the effort. Lamar Miller had it. Proche had it. The calls were questionable at best. Everybody knows that the little yellow line that goes across the field is not particularly scientific, but even on the replays, when the knees came down, it looked like the ball was stretched out far enough, and that's where the mark is supposed to be, where it should have been a first down both times for the Texans, not only on the third down play, but the fourth down play as well. Ball gets turned over. I wonder why Bill O'Brien did not question the calls on replay. At least the first one he didn't. On the second one, he did, and it was upheld for some inexplicable reason. And Derek Carr turns around and takes his team down the field, and they score the winning touchdown. And that's what great quarterbacks do. Carr is starting to fall into that category. And yesterday was a good example of it. He struggled mightily throughout the game, much in part due to the Texan defense, but ends up throwing for 295 yards, three touchdowns, and an interception. And the interception was just horrible coming out of the first half. Threw the ball up for grabs. Every quarterback makes that kind of mistake at one point or another, but the Texans took the ball, jammed it down the field, and looked like they were in control of this football game. And to a certain degree, they were. Raiders were not able to run the football. They had to go pass happy. You know, the Texans were much more balanced. The Texan defense was the better unit on the field today. And they came ready to go. The Raiders, I'm not so sure. It took them a little while to get warmed up, to be completely honest. You know, when you look at the crowd, it was a Raider home game in that it was about 80-20, I'd say, for Oakland. They've got the that old swagger went south of the border, and you know, just the anti-establishment team in the Oakland Raiders. And they've been embraced by the Mexico City market. Maybe another market opens up for them where they can move. The Mexico City Raiders. How cool would that be? Nah, not going to happen. However, and I'll digress here for just a second. You know, for all the pushing it to London, pushing it to London, pushing it to London, from a financial perspective, we get all that. You know, the pound against the dollar, the stadium, they've been pushing it there for years. They bring the games over there. They usually end up with stinkers for whatever reason. But the success, the passion and the embracing of professional football, let me tell you something. It's there in Mexico City. That's not a product that they have to sell as far as the fans in Mexico City getting it. They understand the game. They've been watching the game on television for a long, long time. Yeah, I was down in Cancun last week. All the Sunday games were up on Mexican television, all of them, with Spanish-speaking announcers. And they were into it. And even a couple of the cantinas that I was hanging out in, they were sitting there. They were into it. And it wasn't Americans. I wasn't sitting in gringo land down there. I was off in some, you know, a couple of sidebar cantinas where the game was up on the screen. And let me tell you something. The fans in there were into it. We were watching the Giants play on the Monday Night Football. They were into the game. And, you know, from that perspective, if you're going to look to sell this product, you got a built-in spot right there. Now, we'll, you know, get into it on the other side about the peso and everything else that's involved. But all in all, a successful evening for the NFL, more so for the Raiders than the Texans, and that's where we'll pick it up on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department and go to guitarcenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout, tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got your, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. We're talking about the 27-20 Oakland Raider win against the Houston Texans down in Mexico. And, you know, for a change, a well-played game. Defenses stepped up. Offenses had their moments. You know, again, David Carr out-dueling Brock Osweiler. Brock Osweiler had a good game. 26 of 39, 243, a touchdown and a pick. Lamar Miller, the state, committed to run 24 carries for 104, including a long of 33. And it was just a good football game by two good football teams. Maybe the Raiders are a little bit better at this point, but you know, again, the party started early and went often down in Mexico City. And before we went to the break, before we roll on back to the game, I was talking about the fact that, you know, for all they try to sell the overseas market, and there is no NFL team outside of the 50 states. And if you're going to push the international market, it the novelty of playing in London is all great, and it's fun, and you know the fans, they're confused by it, but they seem to enjoy the games, and the players actually don't complain about going over there. You know, you get the one every once in a while, but in reality, it's not a market that I don't think is going to embrace NFL professional football in the long haul, and particularly with what's going on with all the off-the-field and on-the-field problems that the league is facing. Mexico, however, as I said, I was down there last week. You're hanging out, you're in a bar, you're knocking back some beers, and what's up on the screen? NFL football. You know, you're in Senor Frogs, you're in a little cantina like I was. You know, the guys were into the games. If you just change the language, it could have been any bar anywhere in the United States. The women were talking and the men were watching the game. And that's literally what it came down to. And they were enjoying the plays. They were yelling at the screen. It was not necessarily a particular fan base involved, but they were certainly checking out what was going on, and they were embracing the football game. And you could tell with that fan base yesterday, it wasn't like in England where you had people staring off into space, not knowing what was going on, where there were stoppages of play and, you know, certain things. Why did this happen? Why did that happen? These fans were completely knowledgeable. They completely embraced what was going on the field. And there were the passionate Raider fans there. Now, you know, again, some of them traveled. You know, there was certainly a gringo contingent in the crowd for both sides. But considering that the Raiders in the league, when they scheduled this, they had to know this. The Raiders have kind of a built-in fan base down there for the reasons I entailed before the break. And the Houston Texans being close to the border, it was a natural fit to have these two teams meet up in Mexico, and I think that it's something they should explore even more. Now, of course, the issue is the strength of the peso against the dollar. And if they're going to put a team into Mexico City, they're going to have to come up with some way to balance the scales and make sure that the taxation is fair. And they're going to have to figure out a way for the teams to make money because tickets were cheap down there. You know, they were not priced as tickets up in the United States would be. You know, you could have walked up and, I mean, the game was sold out, but you could have walked up and you know, gotten a ticket for about $10. And that's not going to support a National Football League franchise. And especially if they run into the same issues that other franchises run into. You know, you get to a point in the season where, you know, your team's bad and people stop coming out and the revenue dwindles and all the other things. Now, if a franchise did go in there, granted, they would be a part of the television contract and marketing and merchandising and all the other things that the league provides. But it's still the weakness of Mexican currency against the United States currency would come into play. And it's probably the biggest obstacle to going in and truly exploring that market. It may happen someday. And to me, it's much more feasible and much more realistic than going into the London market. It's just, you know, I mean, look, it would end up being the same travel for the northern cities and everything when they had to play that particular division as their out-of-division foes. But within the division, you could incorporate them in with the Texans in that division, you know, with Arizona in that division. You know, there's all kinds of ways it could be worked out where the logistics would be, at least be doable. The city is an amazing city if you've ever been there. Mexico City, it's absolutely beautiful. You know, the players themselves, I believe, would be content in living there. But again, you know, the safety issues and all, you know, all the things that go on. We live in a global society, and you'd have to be living in the dark if you didn't realize what's going on globally, and especially with the tensions between the United States and Mexico that are going on right now. But with that being said, the market itself is passionate. It's enthusiastic. The fan base, they love their sports down there anyway. You know, people forget back in the 50s, in the 40s and the 50s, it was not uncommon for baseball players who felt they were underpaid to jump to the Mexican League and go play south of the border, because they were being compensated pretty handsomely. Now, you know, doesn't happen as much anymore. Every once in a while you'll see, you know, for those of you who don't remember Fernando Mania, he came up as a 70-year-old or whatever he was when the Dodgers got him, you know, took Major League Baseball by storm, but he came out of the Mexican League. He was down there wheeling and dealing. And he ended up having a major impact on the major leagues. And, you know, look, they're sports crazy down there, same as we are here. It's common ground. Not a bad place to start. But, again, the game itself yesterday, Houston takes a step back. Raiders continue to ride first place, which is nice for them, which is nice. Look, you know, you've got teams that are pretty good in this league this year. You've got teams that are pretty bad in this league this year, and you have a whole bunch of teams in the middle. Houston's one of those teams that falls in the middle. They're still on top in their division. They got a game lead over Indianapolis, game and a half over Tennessee, and a bunch over Jacksonville. Unbelievable. And look, Indianapolis is coming on a little bit. They've won a couple in a row. Andrew Luck's playing some decent football. They're going to have to face Houston. And, you know, look, you look at them. I'm pulling up their schedule right now. Yeah, Indianapolis. I mean, you look at what they've done over the last couple of weeks. Beating Green Bay, you know, which Green Bay's kind of been exposed, but beating Tennessee, that was riding pretty high. They get the Thursday night game on Thanksgiving against Pittsburgh. Then they play the Jets, Houston, Minnesota, Oakland, and Jacksonville. That's no cakewalk. Probably somewhere around 500. And Houston, with that one-game lead in the South, they're still sitting pretty in their division. And I don't know. I mean, I look at their remaining schedule. They get San Diego on the 27th, Green Bay, which has fallen apart, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Cincinnati, and Tennessee. I like their ride a whole lot better than I like Indianapolis's. And barring catastrophic injury, they're probably going to win it. But again, you know, we don't play the win-loss on here. You just kind of look at the schedule and maybe try to get some kind of evaluation. But, you know, let's not forget, they're doing it in a formula that is working for them. Lamar Miller, you know, you talk about the valuable acquisition. He's it for this football team. Osweiler aside, Osweiler, they're hoping, grows into the job and continues to get better and better. He's now played, 16 starts, I believe. as a starter in this league. And he's six games over. Whatever. Doesn't matter. But they're committed to running the football. They're committed to protecting Brock Osweiler. Yesterday, they asked him to step up and do a little more. And he did. He wasn't great. But he did step up. And, you know, from that aspect of it, that's encouraging for the Houston Texans. We'll pick it up right there before we move on to bigger and better things here in the attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
But of course it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senor Roberto. Joe's off today. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. So, you know, looking at this, and, you know, Andrew Luck could be out on Thursday for the Thanksgiving game with a concussion, so it even compounds the problems for Indianapolis. It looks like it's Houston's division still for the taking, even though they only have a one-game lead. And, again, I pointing out last night, was Osweiler spectacular? No. But he played a good, solid football game yesterday. And O'Brien did ask him to do things and to make plays. There were a couple of bizarre plays. He got killed by his receivers dropping the football. And I think, you know, for all the focus on the officiating, and we'll get to that in just a second, but for all the focus on that and the setting for the game in Mexico City, that was something that kind of got lost in the shuffle a little bit. They had a couple of really badly run routes, one where Osweiler hit one of the defensive players for the Raiders in the helmet with the football, and it came right at the tight end who wasn't looking for the football, and although he was supposed to be, and he ran the wrong route. There were at least three or four drops that I saw in last night's game, and a couple of them on big plays down the middle that cost the Raiders, that cost the Texans, excuse me, and killed drives. And all in all, that end of it was a bleep show for their offense, because Osweiler's stats should have been significantly better than what they were. Look, you never know whether or not it's going to land in the end zone eventually, but it certainly were drive-killing drops in most instances where they were doing some good work. O'Brien pulled a lot of tricks out of the playbook yesterday. Now, a couple of things didn't happen. Couldn't understand the challenge on the first one, or lack of, at the seven-minute mark. The refs flat-out got it wrong. And I think he probably would have won that one, making the fourth down attempt moot, which he did challenge, and they wouldn't overturn it. You know, look, who's to say? But it just, you can't, in those kind of situations, you've got to go with it. You know, you really have, there's no sense in holding on that late in the football game. And I think that's, you know, I mean, look, if you ask him privately, he'll never say it publicly, but I think if you ask him privately, he might even say he cost his team the football game by not challenging that first down spot. Because they turn the ball over on downs on the next play, Oakland goes down, scores a touchdown, wins the football game. So, you know, again, those are the kind of mistakes that middle-of-the-pack teams make. Drop passes, incorrect routes, coach not doing a challenge. I will put that on him. I like O'Brien a whole lot as a coach. I think he's terrific. But again, you know, you're trying to foster that winning atmosphere in Houston. You've taken a big hit and absorbed it, and you're still winning football games without J.J. Watt. And you've got to make sure that it happens. Or at least make the effort. Look, again, no guarantee. But in reality, you got to make sure that play is at least looked at. You know, and I'm sure the team was scratching their heads. You know, why didn't that happen? You know, on defense, I got to tell you, Houston, very, I want to say more than respectable on defense. Considering what's gone on with this team, you lose the best player in football, maybe on both sides of the game, maybe on both sides, but specifically on the defensive side in J.J. Watt. And you absorb that hit, and you come out of it on the other side. And, you know, look, and this is no knock on the Oakland defense. They did what they were supposed to do, too. You know, Bruce Irwin had a hell of a game, and Khalil Mack actually showed up and did some stuff. But, you know, Jadeveon Clowney was all over the line of scrimmage. McKinney played a terrific game. Merciless was all over. You know, they are playing first-rate football there. And, you know, again, we've been back and forth on Jadeveon Clowney on whether he was deserving of the number one overall pick. Look, you know, time will tell. But he's done a good job in upping his game since J.J. Watt went out. And he's showing you that ability to cover sideline to sideline and blitz and be stout against the run. He did a lot of good things on that football field yesterday. And going forward for Houston, not only in the future, but this year too, if he continues to improve, that defense is pretty darn good. And, you know, I look at it and I watch these teams, and it's always, the season is always in segments. They literally, you know, the first quarter, the first half, the 10 game mark, the whole nine yards, you look at it, it's all ebb and flow. Who's playing well? Who's not playing well? Houston's doing enough. You know, the one thing that jumps out on them, and I think that you have to look at it and you have to worry, but again, there's other teams in the division that are dealing with the same thing. Houston only has 180 points scored in this season as opposed to the 215 that they've given up. Now, the 215 is the least in their division by far, but the 180 that they've scored is also the bottom of their division, including Jacksonville. Now, Jacksonville scores a lot of points in garbage time. But, you know, uniquely, there is another team in that division that is competing with them in Indianapolis that also has given up more points than they have scored, which is kind of strange. You don't see that very often in football. But they have done a pretty admirable job since Watt went down. And for Oakland, look, they're sitting a game in front of Kansas City, who took that miserable loss this past week. Denver took a loss this week. San Diego, you know, look, they're 4-6. They're not going to make the playoffs, but they've played some pretty admirable football this year. And they're not a gimme on that schedule as Oakland goes down the home stretch. Oakland is just maddening to a certain degree because, you know, except for one exception this year, they have not put together that dominant football game yet. You know, their best win was against Jacksonville, and they opened up some whoop-ass on them. The Denver win, I mean, I'm just talking separation. The Denver win was the better win. 30-20. That was their statement game that said, hey, this is our division. You're going to have to fight your way back into it. But they're playing Carolina, Buffalo, KC, San Diego, and Indianapolis. Again, very winnable games for the most part. They got the division rival in Kansas City, and they got tough sledding against a good Buffalo team. But they're in good shape. They went on the road. They defended home. You know, not bad. Not bad at all. A little bizarro story that, you know, the Monday night football game in Mexico City, some of the Broncos were ticked off about the fact that they felt that Brandon Marshall, the linebacker, not the wide receiver, suggested that the refs in the league were in on collusion to get Oakland to win the game since it was an Oakland home game and they were passionate about it. Come on. Come on, Brandon. Let's go. And TJ Ward chipped in by saying, did the game seem staged or was it me? Well, you know something. Come on. You lost in prime time to them. And, you know, it was a sideline play there, too, that was disputed, which leads us to the refereeing. It stinks. It just flat out stinks. You know, look, it. There's no excuses to not get this right. You know, even with the DeAndre Hopkins play, look, you can put sensors in on the sidelines that when these guys step out, they could do it the same way they did tennis. And what you tell these guys is, if it's a questionable play, if you're on the sideline, because, hey, look, football players will pay attention. On those plays where they're running the sideline, just run it to the end. And if you get tackled somewhere down the field, we'll blow the whistle. But if you run to the end zone, blow the whistle. You review it upstairs, you find out whether the guy stepped out or not. You know, you look at all the major tennis matches. They use the technology to see whether the damn ball is in or out. You can do the same thing with feet and the sidelines. You know, and the referees can just be instructed. You play to the end. That's all. Run it out. Run down the end zone. It'll literally take 2 seconds to do it. You got a guy upstairs, boom, pull the technology up. Do it, spot the football, go. Yeah, it's just the fourth quarter turnover on downs with the Raiders, with Houston yesterday, putrid. Both those calls were wrong. You know, they were making the argument, oh, you know, the knee was down. Yeah, but the arm was extended. Forward progress in the National Football League is different than it was back in the old days. That arm is out there. That football is extended. That's the thing. Same as down on the goal line. Your knee may touch the goal line or even before. But if the ball's extended over the goal line, it's a touchdown. They get so much wrong. Which, of course, leads us to the clarion call of got to have full-time officials. You just have to do it. Drives me nuts. I mean, it really does. Just drives me nuts. These guys have got to get it right. And they don't. And you know, to me, that is just it's unacceptable. There's too much at stake. You got jobs on the line. You got, you know, careers on the line. It's the difference between getting a big free agent contract and not getting a free agent contract. You know, you can't do it. And it's over and over and over and over again. They just never get it right. And it's time. Get these full-time officials in there. Look, they're going to make their mistakes too. I get it. But the reality is that you absolutely, in the National Football League, where jobs and careers are decided by calls like this, you absolutely have to get it right. And it also, you know, and again, I'll even take it to what the Bronco players were saying. You know, it calls into question the integrity of the league. When you have that many mistakes on a consistent basis in a single game, an important game, this wasn't Jacksonville playing the Raiders. You can't have it called into question. Integrity matters. That's what we'll pick it up on the other side, along with kind of a bizarre thing that was happening throughout the game last night. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop
for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong. See?
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, so? Let me understand this, because I, you know, maybe it's me, but I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh? What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Just, you know how you tell a story? What?
No, no, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Yeah, all right. Nice. Welcome back to the Attack, wrapping up hour one here. And again, you know, it's just beating a dead horse. It's week after week, game after game, time after time. It's just the officiating in this league stinks. It stinks. And look, you can't just play these games with so much at stake and just have pedestrian officials dealing with it. And again, it's way time to get past the executives and the out of shape, and that's not fair. I shouldn't say that. That's not fair. These guys do keep themselves in good shape. You don't see any beefaloes running up and down the sideline. But again, they're not fully committed to the game on a week in, week out basis. Got to have it happen. You got to go to professional referees, full time referees. And the other bizarro thing that happened yesterday, and again, we focused on this in hour one just because it was down in Mexico, good game, the whole nine yards. They were pointing lasers in the eyes of Brock Osweiler. Very strange. Very odd. And I was amazed that nobody in the stands pointed it out. They were hitting him with red and green lasers. And the one in particular, the green one, was just, you know, I mean, after the laser started hitting his eyes, he threw an interception. And, you know, look, it's an issue. Tim Howard had the same thing happen to him with the U.S. men's national team. Very strange. You know, they're moving all over the place. But, boy, they got Osweiler pretty good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president-elect unveiling his plans for his first 100 days in office.
As part of this plan, I've asked my transition team to develop a list of executive actions we can take on day one to restore our laws and bring back our jobs. It's about time.
And on that note, Donald Trump says in a video posted online about it Monday,
I will cancel job-killing restrictions on the production of American energy, including shale energy and clean coal, creating many millions of high-paying jobs.
Trump also saying he'll order the withdrawal of the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership and negotiate a bilateral deal that would bring jobs and industry back to American shores. House Republicans will ask a federal appeals court today to delay taking up a case challenging Obamacare so the incoming president will be able to quickly end subsidies for the program, a big step towards gutting it. This is USA Radio News.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
A Brooklyn, New York man makes his first federal court appearance after being accused of talking about a plot to attack New York City's Times Square. Sharon Reed has details.
Court documents say 37-year-old Mohammed Rafiq Naji is a married Uber driver with three children living in his native Yemen. Authorities say an FBI informant heard him talking about a Times Square attack using a garbage truck to run over people, much like the deadly ISIS attack in Nice, France last summer. In court, Naji's lawyer said he did travel to the Middle East, but only to visit family, not plot terrorism. The FBI cited social media postings where Naji allegedly praises ISIS. He's been ordered held without bail as the investigation continues.
A man accused of executing a San Antonio cop is telling reporters he lashed out at someone who didn't deserve it. 31-year-old Otis McCain arrested yesterday, charged with capital murder. Passing by reporters, he said he'd been upset about not being able to see his son because of a child custody dispute. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Police in Chattanooga, Tennessee say the driver of an elementary school bus is arrested after a deadly crash yesterday. Chief Fred Fletcher says Jonathan E. Walker is being charged with five counts of vehicular homicide, reckless endangerment, and reckless driving. Fletcher confirming at least five children died in that crash. And Fletcher says the school bus was the only vehicle involved. It left the roadway striking a tree at a high rate of speed. The NTSB will also be investigating. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is approaching, and the NYPD is making some final security preparations after ISIS encourages terrorists to use vehicles to ram the parade.
Police Commissioner James O'Neill remains confident in his department's readiness after a posting in an ISIS terror magazine showed a photo of the parade with the caption, "An excellent target."
I think this year you're going to see a lot more blocker cars and the sand trucks on the cross streets.
O'Neill declined to say how many officers will be on patrol, but sees no reason for the expected 3.5 million parade goers to stay home, at least when it comes to safety.
The weather might be a little bit iffy, but it's still going to be a great day.
Ethan Harp, New York.
And workers at Chicago's busy O'Hare International Airport not planning to strike now until after the Thanksgiving holiday. Union leaders say the strike was scheduled for after Thanksgiving now so the work stoppage doesn't disrupt holiday travelers. We're powered by WesternJournalism.com and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, we hope you do. Otherwise, you're tuned in somewhere else, and that's not a good thing. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe's off today. Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. We're going to be joined by Brian Davis right after the break, so let's set it up for you. A lot of college football. We'll be talking to Brian about what's going on down in Austin, expectations, realistic expectations, unrealistic expectations, the treatment of Charlie Strong, just, you know, all the good stuff that goes along with a major college football program and one that's struggling to find its identity again after being a premier program for a long, long time. You know, look, when you look at what's going on down in Texas, the way they're treating Charlie Strong and the way they've treated him since he arrived in town has been pretty disgraceful. We'll get into that a little bit. We'll talk about why the program has struggled so much. There's a lot of things to talk about. And we'll talk to Brian on the other side of the break. We'll continue along with college football and the results from the weekend after that and get into that. Time permitting, maybe we'll touch on a little bit with Jurgen Klinsmann, what's going on. As I said, we'll try to effort somebody tomorrow. Soccer people are a little tough to find sometimes, but we'll make the effort and try to get it done. And the Baseball Hall of Fame ballot has been announced. So with all that, we have a pretty big show in front of us. Don't forget, various different ways you can get the Spano Black Attack involves the platforms and all the things that devices that you have, hopefully some of them that you'll be getting for Christmas, which is always good. And that's right around Christmas is right around the corner. That's absolutely amazing. And, you know, look, you're popping that list out. You'll be sitting down over the Thanksgiving table. Politics has been banned from pretty much every single Thanksgiving table in the country, and rightfully so. So what else do you have to talk about? Little college football, little pro football, some Spano and Black, and, of course, the Christmas gifts that you want to get. So if it's about the devices, you can get them. It's platforms. It's radio on the go. Once you have said devices in hand, guess what? You can listen to us. It's a beautiful thing. We'll be right back.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey, travelers,
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Well, I'm up here in chilly New York and hopefully down in beautiful Austin, Texas, where I've been a number of times. Brian Davis is enjoying something a little bit different, and he writes for the Austin American Statesman, covering Texas football, and certainly that's been the storyline in college football the last couple of days. We're proud to have him on the Attack. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for joining me.
Morning. How are you doing?
Doing fine, man. I hope your weather's better than my weather. We're freezing our yayas off up here.
Well, it hasn't turned cold here yet, but although cold here is relative, it gets to in the 60s.
Yeah, I really hate you, man. No. You know, it's a strange time down there. I mean, you and Kirk Bowles broke the story that Texas is going to let Charlie Strong go. There's so many layers to this story. Let's start right there. Was this a fait accompli, or was the Kansas loss just the icing on the cake?
Well, I mean, I really do believe that all things were trending towards him coming back, but it was very tenuous at best. Everyone here thought they would beat Kansas and then play tight against TCU, and probably, you know, maybe they beat TCU, maybe they don't. But as long as they showed well in the regular season finale, Charlie was probably going to come back. But, I mean, you simply don't go on the road and lose to one of the worst teams in college football like that. And that really changed everything.
Well, I guess then the question begs, is that indicative of the way this program has gone since he's taken over? Or is it just something where maybe the players were hearing rumors or the staff just wasn't full? I can't figure it out. I don't think he became a stupid football coach going from Louisville to Texas all of a sudden.
No, I mean, I do agree with that. I mean, he hasn't changed. He hasn't changed overnight, no doubt. But, you know, when you're 16-20, when you're four games under 500, and that is the lowest winning percentage in the history of Texas football, I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, people correctly, you know, have a right to want change, I think. And, you know, you got to remember, this is a coach who inherited a program that was 30 minutes away from winning the Big 12 championship. Okay, in 2013, Mack Brown was fired for only winning eight games, right? And now the bar is set to where, well, you know, if he just plays well against TCU, you know, if they finish 6-6, you know, he can come back, right? You know, now the wins and losses component is obviously a big component. That's why he's getting paid $5.2 million to win games. But everyone here would tell you, well, you know, Charlie's focused on the whole person and core values and all those things that make up the total student-athlete. And while those things are great, I have no issue with that. I think it's fantastic. All those things are wonderful. But this is a bottom-line business. And, you know, Texas A&M fired a coach who was three games over 500, Dennis Francione. He got fired. Texas has historically not tolerated this, you know, this type of of winning and losing. And so it's understandable that they want to make a change.
Well, I get that. I mean, I've been around prolific programs as well when I was covering Alabama. Same deal. You know, Shula had success, but when they had the opportunity to bring in a Nick Saban, they didn't hesitate in pulling the trigger. And I guess that's where it leads me to. Everybody seems to believe that it's going to be Todd Herman. Number one, is that the case? And number two, could they possibly be making a mistake if they go in that direction, taking a guy from a mid-level program and putting him in charge of a prolific program like the Texas Longhorns?
I mean, there's no doubt that that is the number one issue when it comes to, do you want to get Tom Herman? I mean, there are people in the UT administration who are very skeptical about that. You know, he's only been there for 2 years. He's done a lot of winning with someone else's players. But at the same time, he's done a lot of winning, too. You know, he's now 6-0 against ranked teams at Houston. That's a big, big bullet point. You know, you look at Charlie's 5-10 against ranked teams in 3 years at Texas. And you would just think that on a baseline level, Texas would have more talent than Houston. So, but still, the fact he's only been there 2 years worries some people at high levels, the ones that we talk to anyway. But again, what's plan B? You know, who are you going to get? If you don't like Tom Herman, we've actually heard that Chad Morris is a name that the athletic director is interested in. And then you have all the other usual suspects that Texas would love to talk about, but they could never get. You know, Saban, Meyer, Dabo Sweeney is on that list. I mean, I just don't think those are realistic.
Well, that's an interesting point right there, because you did say the usual suspects, and that's the case. And I guess maybe that's a little bit of a difference of Texas now as opposed to Texas in the past. What's the appeal of the program to the so-called elite coaches? Now, look, Dabo, when he took over at Clemson, it was questionable as to whether or not he was going to be an interim coach and continue to hold his job. They gave it to him, and the success now speaks for itself. In theory, the Texas job should be an upgrade for a guy like that, but maybe not so much.
Well, I think if you are an outside coach looking in, you see a president who has 1 year under his belt in his position. You see an athletic director who is a longtime friend of the program but has zero college administrative experience. Up until Mike Perrin replaced Steve Patterson, both of these guys are learning on the job. You know, most outside coaches don't know how dysfunctional it really is internally, and so they don't really understand what they would be getting into. You know, these are things. I mean, this is not the well-oiled machine that it was, you know, under DeLoss Dodds for three decades.
You know, I want to throw you a little bit of a curveball here, because it's something I brought up with David Pollack yesterday, and he didn't seem to think it was that big of a deal. But what about the pressure? Because Charlie's been there 2+ years now. Is it just the wins and the losses, or is it the pressure of generating revenue through that Longhorn Network that comes into play as well?
You know, Longhorn Network is, at least here, Longhorn, I don't want to be dismissive of Longhorn Network, because I definitely like all those people there, but this idea that Longhorn Network influences anything or plays any role in anything that happens is a complete farce. LHN is a nothing when it comes to making decisions and driving any sort of revenue. ESPN cuts the check, and that's it. In fact, ESPN has almost neutered Longhorn Network in terms of they've taken away their resources. They essentially told one of their best reporters to go look for a job somewhere else. I mean, they still show games. That's their focus now, is live events, not driving or influencing policy, if you will.
Okay, no, I just wanted to know that, because there was so much emphasis on it when they created the network that I wondered how much of an impact it would have, which of course leads us to boosters. People are complaining about the treatment Charlie Strong is getting, kind of being held in the wind, as it were. Fair or unfair, the criticism?
I think the criticism is very fair, that people are upset and demanding change. I think it is very unfair how he is being left to twist here by Texas President Greg Fenves. I mean, this is not a booster issue. This is a president issue. This is Greg Fenves. Everyone knows here makes the final call on hiring and firing coaches at this at the football and basketball levels. And to know that that the decision has been made, no one from Texas has refuted anyone's report that the decision has been made. You know, reported by us and followed up by ESPN, Dallas, Houston. No one is saying we're wrong. So if that's the case, then I don't understand why he's being left to sort of hang around out there and, you know, face the music by himself.
Yeah, Brian Davis joining us here on The Attack. We've got you for another couple minutes. I'm here on a soft break, so I can run with this a little bit. How is this affecting recruiting at this point, and is it something that maybe the program is going to take a little hit on as far as luring the high school prospects?
Well, recruiting right now is sort of in a standstill anyway. You know, Charlie has made it very known that he prefers to wait until after the regular season to really, really hit recruiting hard. I think they only have 7 commitments right now, but that's kind of what they had last year, that sort of low number. And then they went and got after it and got, let's see, I think they got 10 commitments in the 48-hour span before signing day. So to them, it's not really a big deal. They have a very small senior class as it is. They're going to be losing only 12 seniors. Deontay Foreman, their junior running back, is expected to jump into the draft, so there's another one. You know, and if you only have 15, 16 scholarships to give and you've already got 7 commitments, I mean, it's not going to be that hard to get to the finish line.
And I guess last one before we let you go, gut instinct, who ends up coaching this Texas Longhorn football team?
That's a great question. Because right now I think the door is slightly open for Charlie Strong to return next season. It's going to depend on whether or not the right boosters can make the right influential emotional pitches to Greg Fenves and company that he needs to return. Because as of today, at this very moment, he will not be back next season.
Oh, that's really interesting. So the possibility exists. Wow. I guess the TCU game, just whoop them, and maybe you got a fighting chance there. Hey, Brian, where can we get you on social media? And, of course, let our listening audience know about your great work for the American Statesman.
Sure. You can follow me on Twitter at @bdavis, A-A-S. And you can come to our website. All of our Texas-related coverage is at hook'em.com.
Well, I appreciate the couple minutes. Listen, happy Thanksgiving to you. Best to you and your family. And I'm really not all that jealous of the weather. It just sounds like it.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks for your time. Brian Davis from the Austin American Statesman, and the slight possibility that Charlie Strong may be back on the Texas sidelines next year. How interesting would that be? Wow. Well, we're going to step aside. I'll give you a couple of last thoughts on that before we move on to the rest of the college football schedule. I'm Bob Black. This is Spano Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s perhaps. Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department and go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 Citation List. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
And here you go. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. We were joined by Brian Davis. And it's interesting. You've got a team in transition, and as Brian said, as of right now, Charlie Strong is gone. But if they beat TCU and become bowl eligible, he stated that it's a 50-50 that Charlie Strong survives, and I find that really interesting because it's counter to all reports. And, you know, again, he makes some interesting points. This is a young team that's only going to lose a few players. Maybe this team gets fired up and really puts the wood to TCU, who had the wood put to them by Oklahoma State this past weekend. And look, Charlie wants to come back. And, you know, Brian wrote the article on it. Charlie said he looks at the job the staff has done and the players they put in places. The wins and losses don't stack up. Red flag. But still, you're looking at a young football team. A team that when you get everything back in place for the coming year that has a lot of talent. So, you know, he's going to have to go in there, convince the president that Gregory Fenves, that he is up to the task of the job. You know, he's certainly leaving that press conference look like a dead man walking. But, you know, well, that's tough. I mean, it's really tough. You know, he certainly is a guy that preaches character as much as wins. Does that matter at Texas? I mean, it does. As much as we like to talk about the aspect of collegiate football where it's all dollars and cents and wins and losses and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, look, it's... Well, it'll be holy hell down there if they keep him. and not so much holy hell if they let him go. And I guess that's what it comes down to. If they let Charlie Strong go, there'll be an attitude of, well, you know, we could have given him another year. Maybe he had things on the right track with those young players and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we got the new fresh coach and we'll bring him in and he'll be fine. Charlie is okay. He's a good old boy. He's got a bunch of cash coming in on the buyout and all that kind of good stuff. I mean, I don't know. I have to say I don't know what the right choice is. And, I that's why I wanted to raise that to Brian. You know, look, it's not like Charlie Strong got stupid all of a sudden coming out of Louisville. But the bar is high for the Longhorn program. You have to get those 8 wins, 9 wins every year. I mean, in the realm of college football today, look, it's certainly different in that it's not the old days. You're not going to run the table and be 12-0, 13-0. It's not going to happen. Very few teams can do it. Alabama, that's it. And they're no guarantee either. For everybody who thinks the Iron Bowl is going to be a walkover, yeah, I got news for you. It's supposed to be a walkover 2 years ago. I don't see a scenario where he comes back, but if they should really stomp on TCU, man, that Kansas loss just, you can't lose that game. And I don't know what the heck happened there. That's one of those you just walk out shaking your head. And you know, maybe that's it. I mean, maybe that's the one that was the icing on the cake, as it were. But, you know, if they had won that game and then beat the TCU, then they got 7 wins on the season. And Charlie's probably hanging around. Now it's up in the air. They got to get to 500. Interesting. But good stuff. Go to the Austin American Statesman, hook'em.com. Everything Texas. And it'll give you literally all the 411 on what's going on with that program. Brian, that was a good segment, man. I really appreciate the time. It's strange times down here in Austin. Always is. But in particular this year, because it's just, you just wonder sometimes, you really do, what goes on at these college programs. There's so much money involved. And there'll be there'll be some other things going on as well. All right, here we go. Getting to the Week 12 games, as I'm pulling it up here on the cranky computer. That's all right. Work our way back. You know, we had talked about Houston, Louisville. No issue. Boise State took care of their business against UNLV, 42-25. Alabama, they actually gave up points. I think this was just done for the general charity of the holiday season. They were behind 3-0 after the first quarter. And then rolled along against Chattanooga, 31-3. They'll be number one when the standings are released tonight, and rightfully so. There is separation between them and all other programs. But again, when you look at the Iron Bowl and you look at what happens as far as the ability or lack thereof to shake loose of Auburn, it's literally the only speed bump. I think they'll annihilate whoever comes out of the East. But Auburn can throw a little monkey in the wrench, as it were, clog up the gears. But, of course, no issue with them against Chattanooga. They called off the dogs early. In a game that was pretty damn close, a little less comfortable than it should have been for Ohio State, Ohio State beats Michigan State 17-16 in East Lansing. And, you know, look, it when Michigan State scored and they missed the two-point conversion, everybody was holding their breath in Columbus, because not only would have, you know, it changed everything, you would have lost the game. It wasn't even a tie. You'd have lost, and that would have been it for Ohio State. It's interesting. The you know, as the conference standings are right now, it's Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State. You know, again, things will sort themselves out, but Penn State could win the conference. And Ohio State, obviously they have to beat Michigan. But they're not playing great football right now. And what I mean by that, their defense is incredibly stout. But JT Barrett is having some issues. He's not performing particularly well. I mean, look, he got a touchdown. He didn't turn the ball over. But he was 10 of 22. And, you know, statistically, you look at the year, 24 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He's having some issues when it comes to making the right play at the right time. And, you know, look, there he's their second leading rusher. They commit to the ground game with Urban. We get that, and rightfully so. But Barrett needs to be able to stretch the field a little bit. And again, I've said this since the beginning of the year. This is not, and it sounds weird with a one-loss team. This is not Urban's vintage Ohio State team. And they're doing a job on defense, but on offense, they're struggling. And with that being said, you know, even though Michigan's down at their second-string quarterback, this game is no gimme. More than likely going to be very low scoring, very tight, all kinds of issues. We'll pick it up there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Edgy, veggie, what's the difference? Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And we're talking some college football here, and rightfully so. As we're creeping up on Thanksgiving, creeping up on bowl season, all kinds of good stuff. And, you know, it's kind of neat. I got to cast my first ballot for the All-American team and put that out there last week. That was a good time, including some of the award winners and all that kind of good stuff. So that's cool. You know, again, it's you look at what's going on with college football and some of these rivalries, and I was focusing in on Ohio State a little bit. And, you know, again, Ohio State, this ain't vintage. And, you know, again, I want to talk about that separation, that little bit of separation between Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson, you know, name the team, Washington, for that matter, at least on paper, and Alabama. And, you know, honestly, there is some legitimate separation. And it's a strange year in college football. Some teams are struggling a little bit on the down. Teams like Florida State, teams like Texas, Oklahoma to a certain degree with the bad losses they had. And then you turn around and you look at teams that have kind of jumped up out of nowhere and bitten a little bit. Teams like Washington. You know, Leach has Washington State back on the on the cusp. Nebraska sitting at number 10, although they've had a couple of bad losses as well. It's been a strange year. You know, Louisville taking the big hit against Houston. And, you know, again, when you look at it, it's they had their opportunity because it somebody's going to lose Ohio State and Michigan. And Louisville just needed to take care of its business. And unfortunately for them, they didn't. But, you know, again, I talking about Ohio State, and again, Barrett he's having troubles, and I don't know what's going on. He seems to be having trouble handling the football in adverse weather, and you know, look, it's not a formula for winning a championship. Let's put it that way. And even though Michigan's down at quarterback, you wonder how this is going to play out. Michigan took care of its business against Indiana relatively easily. It took 17 points in the third quarter to pull away. But, you know, Alcorn, They couldn't ask him to do much. There's a reason why when you see seniors who are starting or sitting behind freshman and sophomore quarterbacks, there's a reason. John Alcorn, you know, he will never play another snap in football after this year. He's done. And he's got to do a little more for them. They didn't ask him to do anything against Indiana, and they still won the game. That's not going to be the case against Ohio State. And in his career where he has started, he's 36 touchdowns against 18 interceptions. Not too good. You know, it's a shame for Harbaugh's team, but in reality, you know, you got to play the hand that you're dealt. And their next one is against Ohio State. It's for everything. They win, they more than likely go on. They lose, you know, they drop to a second-tier bowl. It's just how it is. And it's going to sit in the hands of Alcorn. That's just how it is. And, you know, look, it's, you know, Spate, he ain't coming back. So deal with it. It's, you know, Like I said, Elkhorn's a senior for a reason, and he hasn't started, actually. His has been in garbage time. But, you know, look, he'll have to have it happen. He scrambles a little bit. He'll give you some ability to run, but that's pretty much it. He'll have to step up and play better. Look, you got to cut the guy a little bit of slack. First game, first start. Not first game, first start. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But with that being said, either one of these teams are flawed. Let's put it that way. I guess that's the best way to look at it. And in the matchups that they have forthcoming, flawed ain't going to get it done. Taking it back to the scoreboard. Clemson 35-13 over Wake. And this one was done by halftime. It was 28-10. You know, they kind of slept walk through the end of it. Gallman, all these guys running. You know, they're playing good football right now. You know, them, and again, we set aside Alabama just because they're Alabama, but Clemson and USC are probably playing the best football right now of any teams in the country. Washington goes into that mix as well. 44-18 over Arizona State. They took care of their business. And, you know, again, game wasn't even as close as the score indicated. They were up. They were trading yards for time at the end. You know, Arizona State, just a down year. They'll be back. Wisconsin 49-20 over Purdue in West Lafayette. Wisconsin, they're just a damn good football team. If they were getting any level of better quarterback play, you know, any level of better quarterback play, they'd be right there. They'd probably just have one loss, but it's how it is. Right now on the outside looking in, but actually, with all things considered, depending on how it plays out, they're still on the fringe. It's such a weird college football season. Anything can happen, but more than likely not in. And Penn State falling into the same category. Look, they're ranked at number 8, and legitimately so. 39-0 over Rutgers. Well, my high school football team beats Rutgers. But, you know, again, on that side of the conference, it's significantly weaker. And, you know, Rutgers is just putrid. Penn State taking care of their business. Man, I got to give Franklin a lot of credit. I mean, I was talking early in the college football season about him not having a job. And now it looks like Penn State football is all the way back. And they got it done. And, you know, talking about getting it done, Oklahoma against West Virginia. Dana Holgorsen's team was undefeated, moving up the charts like a hit record. And then they ran into Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. Now they got two losses. They're 5-2 in the Big 12, out of title contention. They're still going to get a nice bowl, but they'll drop towards the bottom of the top 25 in this week's rankings. Oklahoma trying to keep their hopes alive. Baker Mayfield playing really good football. You know, Mixon not back yet. Will he be? Who knows? But Mayfield is getting the job done. They're not missing a beat on the ground. Oh, Mixon did play. My apologies. 24 for .147, but Perrine also 31 for 160. That's the formula right there, boys. That's the formula. When you have 64 carries for 316 yards, you're going to win most football games because you get to break the old Woody Hayes adage. Three things happen when you put the ball up in the air. Two of them are bad. Stoops going to town on that a little bit. And this one didn't look like an Arena League football game. And you know, look, we criticize Stoops here, but smart coaching and his aspect of it, by controlling the ball on the ground, Dana Holgorsen's offense, and, you know, he's one of the originators of today's spread, couldn't get it in gear, and all their points were literally in garbage time. This was another game that was over at halftime. And, you know, it's when you can't get it high flying, nothing's going to happen. And so, you know, again, credit to Stoops for getting it done. They got their Bedlam game coming up in December. And it'll be for all the marbles in the conference. Gundy against Stoops, Rudolph against Mayfield, porous defense against porous defense. Colorado taking care of their business, 38-24. They cracked the top 10 for the first time since Coach Bill McCartney. That's amazing. And this was a real good football game. They managed to pull away at the end, 10 fourth quarter points to create a little bit of separation. But Mike Leach's Washington State team hung in there and hung in there in a big-time way. You know, look, the reality is Colorado's pretty darn good. And it's when you look at what's left of their schedule, they've got Utah, which is going to be a tough game. And then, you know, let's see here. Oregon State, you know, the loss to USC hurts them, and USC's playing good football. They can't do it. They can't sneak in. But, you know, again, they could certainly make some noise. And don't forget, in the prospective matchup, and, you know, now, today I was hearing all the nonsense. Well, it's not nonsense, but I was hearing all the stuff about how Washington's no lock to go to the Final Four, 7-1, 10-1 overall, and people are giving them a Pasadena. Well, first of all, I got to play Washington State. Then they play either Colorado or SC, depending on how it shakes out. Right now it's Colorado. But again, Colorado needs to beat Utah, and they do get them at home, but it's a big game. Tiebreaker, because of the loss to USC, goes to USC. So should they lose to Utah, USC would go to the championship game. They'd face Washington. Then if they beat Washington, they're sitting there with two losses. And they'd have an argument. You know, we beat a team that was sitting in the top four all year. Why not us? Well, more than likely not going to happen. If there's a two-loss team that makes it in, it's probably going to be Wisconsin, but I don't even see that happening. But, you know, again, it's fodder for talk show conversation. And, you know, again, they're playing really good football, but that was a nice win for Colorado. And they've been there all year. You know, look, this isn't a fluke team. Their defense is first rate. My boys opening up a case of whoop-ass on TCU. And TCU with their own issues, it's a down Gary Patterson team. But they just got beat. And they got beat bad. Mason Rudolph getting the job done. They ran the ball really effectively. Their ground game has finally kicked in. And again, this is a legitimate threat to OU. Bedlam's going to be fun. These traditional rivalry games, I mean, they're always fun anyway. Sometimes the team that's the severe underdog will jump up and bite, but usually it doesn't go that way. We got us a pretty good Bedlam game going on with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, and we'll have some people on to talk about it. Oregon, back from the dead. They take care of business against Utah in Utah. Absolutely amazing. We'll pick it up right there and finish it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. I want to thank Brian Davis for coming on board as well, because he brought a lot of insight into the situation down in Texas. And, you know, again, the aforementioned USC Trojans playing terrific football, and they just dominated UCLA. I mean, it was a game at halftime, but they pulled away in the second half, and they're really playing some of the best football in the country. But those three early season losses really did them in. I mean, it's a shame. Todd Helton's team's pretty darn good. But, you know, again, it's going to end up being looked at as a what-if kind of season. Auburn 55-0 over Alabama A&M, setting themselves up some Iron Bowl. Florida beating LSU in a game that probably costs Ed Orgeron his job, 16-10. I'll tell you what, though, if you're a football team looking for a coach when this is all said and done, and if LSU goes for somebody else, take a look at Coach O. He's matured. He's still intense. He can flat-out recruit. And if you're a program that's looking to turn it around, he's the guy that'll do it for you, I'm telling you. Florida State 45-14 over Syracuse, taking care of their business. Also a what-if season for them. Nebraska 28-7 over Maryland. They'll move up the food chain a little bit, but not much. Tennessee 63-13 over Missouri. Our Western Michigan football team, P.J. Fleck and company, 38-0 over the Buffs. Stanford 45-31. And Texas A&M 23-10 over Texas San Antonio, rounding out the top 25. Plenty to talk about tomorrow. We'll set you up with some college football action, some pro action, and everything else I can mix in there on the hump day edition of the Attack. Again, thanks to Brian for coming on board. Thanks to Robert for keeping it all on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. And thanks to you, of course, for tuning in and listening to the Spano and Black Attack. Make sure you stay tuned for all the terrific programming here on the network. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. For Mr. Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black.